It's Ricky Jarofsky. South African dream. I've always adored animals and for years dreamt of going to Africa to see them up close. It took me time to figure out where to go, but finally I settled on South Africa. This was my bucket list choice, and frankly, Charles was not that keen. He said we could go to the Wild Kingdom at Disney World and be home in time for dinner. Very funny. Although I did love that experience with my granddaughters. But as good as it was not animals in the wild. Now, as I mentioned in my London Sojourn blog, we broke up our trip with a wonderful stop en route in London. We left London on a night flight to Cape Town on British Airways, which I booked as part of a multi-city business ticket. BA was terrific, and the 777 had seats that faced each other so I could see Charles and talk to him during meal service. A good sleep enhanced by half an Emovane, a sleeping pill that I use for only long trips by air, and we arrived in the morning. Now, I booked the London part of our journey myself, but as I really didn't feel confident about booking South Africa, I used a travel agent. We have South African friends in Howie in the Hills, our home in Florida, and after talking about wanting to go, Chris brought me a copy of a magazine that featured South Africa. I went with one of the recommendations for travel companies and got in touch with Roar Africa, purely on a hunch. Caroline Hunt was a specialist I met on the phone. I told her that I wanted a high-end trip with no safety worries, a good private guide as well. I wanted to spend time in Cape Town and the winelands and then go to a game camp and see the Big Five. She sent me sample itineraries that she designed, and after I booked the flights, we settled on one. Caroline was simply terrific, very accommodating and patient, however. I did have a moment of panic when I sent the deposit and money transfer. I worried that perhaps it was all a scam and my money would disappear. Crazy me. I never spent any time checking Roar Africa's bona fides. If I had, I would have seen the testimonials of their clients, Robert Redford being a rather well-known one. We made a few adjustments to the final itinerary that also included restaurant bookings. I spent time talking to Caroline, and also many dozens of emails were exchanged, and I changed my mind a few times as I tried to envision our trip. But in the end, it was a fantastic itinerary, and the reality of our South African adventure far exceeded my expectations. We were given a provisional itinerary. It was designed, it says, by Ricky Jarofsky and Caroline Hunt. And they wrote it up, said, our company's in the business of providing life-changing experiences to both the discerning and the first-time traveler. We understand the implications of long-distance travel, both financial and physical, and in this respect provide a hard-crafted journey to meet individual travel needs. Our goal is to provide the best value for money without compromising quality and needs. We understand that it's the details that make the difference. Our goal is to preempt every one of your needs, to be discreet about ever present. We want you to experience Africa the way that we know it and love it, raw, diverse, and beautiful. And that was from Roar Africa. I will divide my blog into three sections: our time in Cape Town, our time in the winelands, and finally, the highlight of our trip in Savi Sand, viewing the animals of my dreams and connecting with them spiritually. As I write this, I'm on a wonderful cruise in Southeast Asia, currently crossing the Gulf of Tonkin. I look forward to telling you about this splendid journey after I return to Florida. Meanwhile, I hope to soon tell you about my incredible trip to South Africa. The internet is challenging aboard, so fingers crossed. Always Ricky.